Hi, I'm Maddie Hockaday, also known as the Anne of this relationship.
And I'm Holly Constant, the Leslie.
We love Parks and Rec. We love behind the scenes.
And we love each other. This is literally the best Parks and Recreation rewatch show.
We're your park pals.
There's a park and some pals, and there's also therapy too.
Yay. Okay, cool. Well, it's nice to have a little moment of therapy that's not where we're not talking about the show, I guess, and just catching up.
Yes.
So what's been going on?
To do this.
You had engagement photos.
I did have engagement photos. That was great. It's like when we were wedding dress shopping with, and my mom kept saying like, but it's not the wow dress, right? And how I'm like,
you'll probably hear Phoebe right now, by the way, but that's okay.
We love it.
Just letting
we
you know.
We love the pets.
Yes.
And I could hear it in, which one did I just listen to?
The Huck one.
I listened. Yeah. But then I was listening to the, April Eden's, and I forgot that in the intro, Cubby steps on the piano.
Oh, I was like, this is so funny. I definitely left that in.
Yeah.
People know.
But yeah, you got to hear the real stuff. But yeah, so it, like my mom kept saying, you need the wow dress, right? And I was like, but mom, like I want my dress to show my personality. I'm just not a wow person. Like everybody please look at me. And so that was probably the most awkward part of the photos because neither of us are like that. And I haven't done enough photo shoots to be like, you know, the only photo shoot I ever did for my music was with my mom because my mom's a photographer, which is much different than if you're doing it with like a random person. So that was, it was awkward at first, I would say, because we also don't do a lot of, like, I mean, you've seen us together. We don't do a lot of PDA. So I mean, like, we'll hold hands and stuff, but we don't ever like make out or kiss on, in public in front of people, you know? And so it was very interesting to have to like look lovingly into each other's eyes and on command and stuff like that. But after about 5 to 10 minutes, I would say we got really comfortable with it and we had a lot of fun. So it was a good time.
Did the photographer help you feel like comfortable and everything as you were doing it?
Yeah. And then my friend Laura, who I've told you about, who lives here, and it's her best friend is the photographer. And so she actually came to do the lighting for her friend.
Oh, okay.
And so we had someone there that we were really comfortable with already,
too,
which was helpful. So that was nice. They, you know, they should just said like whisper in her ear what you had for breakfast, you know, and stuff like that. Like,
oh, that's a good trick.
Yeah. And so, well, it's funny because we were busy all morning, like trying to get stuff done. So he goes, nothing.
That's so. Did you laugh at it?
I'm guessing? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you, so. What did you guys decide to wear? How'd that all work?
Oh, yeah. That's a great question. Somebody asked me, I don't think it was you. Somebody asked me, you scheduled your engagement pictures before you had an outfit picked out? And I'm like, I also scheduled the wedding before I had my dress.
Yeah, like, that's a weird question or a weird concern.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, I just, you know, like, we have enough clothes to choose from, or, you know, like, I thought we'd go shopping together.
Our photographers book up, like, and Macy's doesn't run out of clothes, so I'm pretty
so
sure
true.
We're good.
Yeah, so true. So we literally went to TJ Maxx the night before.
Oh, nice.
And I got a gray sweater with like a green and blue. I wore it with one of my scarves I already have that's green and blue. And we got him like a navy button up. And then he went out shopping for shoes like while I was getting my hair and makeup done. And he came home and he was like, look at this shirt. It's so cute. It'll look so good. And so I wore that too. I had three outfits.
Nice.
So, yeah. And then I wore the dress that he proposed to me in, and he had a khakis and a white button down.
Okay. That's cute.
So, yeah.
Did she show you any of the pictures as you guys were taking them too?
Yeah, she showed them on the camera a little bit, but I think I was too excited and also too nervous to be like really focusing on it.
Yeah.
I mean, the scenery, Holly, like you're going to see the scenery and you're going to be like, holy crap.
Where was it?
Like, we did it in Sedona.
Okay, gotcha. So how far away is that? Like an hour and a half?
Yeah, it took us about an hour and 20 minutes because here's the thing about Sedona. It's basically roundabouts through the entire town and only one lane.
Got it.
So it takes forever once you get in there. And so we were like, well, let's just stay there the night and we'll have a little getaway together. Cheapest hotel was $750 for a night.
No.
So we were like, yeah, we can't do this. We were like, this is why we don't come up here for more than a couple hours.
My friend just went to Sedona. I work with her and she was saying it's like so beautiful, but they had booked it. I don't know when they booked it actually. And I don't know if they stayed in a hotel or Airbnb or whatever, but she showed me all the hikes and stuff that she went on and it looked so beautiful.
Yeah. Well, when you're here, we'll have to go because I think you would really like it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like that might be where we do the Bachelor Bachelorette.
Yeah. I need to talk to Ivan about that because you have ideas and Michael has ideas.
Oh, I don't. I have literally no problem with whatever.
Okay.
Like, we already had that conversation. I just don't care. Yeah, I mean, because like you said, he's a native Arizonian, however you would say that. So if he knows the places to go, I'm fine with just being the exotic outsider who brings the penis gummy. So what?
Yes, please. No, I think and this is off topic now, but that's fine because I also wanted to talk about this.
That's what this is for, so it's fine.
Yeah, because I love what both of you are saying, but then I sat down and I was like, but Ivan, I think what's happening is everybody's coming to us with all these ideas and we haven't sat down and talked about what we want it to look like.
Yeah.
And I think we need to know because that's then fair. He's like, why aren't we going to Vegas? I'm like, well, we haven't vocalized to anybody that we want to go to Vegas. So we should vocalize that. So I think we'll sit down and have a chat and then like come to you and Michael and be like, this is kind of what we're picturing.
Yeah.
And then we won't care past that point. But I was we were like, we haven't even really thought about what we want it to look like. So,
yeah.
But his second best man kind of was like, I don't want to step on toes. And so I guess he's not going to help with the weekend, but he'll do the one that's like two nights before the wedding or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I like don't really think it's a thing to like step on anyone's toes. As long as you're not being an asshole, then who cares? We're all just like trying to have fun and celebrate. So it's really just not a big deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like literally when I think it was Michael that texted me and he said like what he had planned. And I was like, well, just what do you need me to do? And that's when I think he was nervous that he was stepping on my toes. And I was like, I don't give a shit. I'm just trying to have fun. Like,
yeah. I was sitting there, Holly.
Oh, yeah. He told me that.
He's so, I don't know what it is like, but he was being like so perfectionist about it. I think he read the text message to me like six times before I sent it. He literally sat there for 20 minutes and I'm getting my hair done by his wife.
Yeah.
And he looks over and he goes, okay, I'm going to read it to you. I was like, wait, you've been drafting that this whole time? And I'm like, dude, Holly is so chill. Like, just send the fucking text message.
Well, and I'm sure through a text and he doesn't know me, like, my question marks, truth, I'm sure, were like, oh my God, did I do something? But also at the same time, like, I just truly was asking a question of, like, what do you want me to do? I don't care. Yeah. Like, I know. And then he was like, well, I'm a planner and I know I've heard you're a planner. And I was like, yeah, but that, it doesn't matter in this case. Like, we're just all in it together at this point. You know what I mean? And, you know, like, I just said too, I'm not there, so I can't like call in the same time zone or know ever, like I didn't live there forever, so I don't know exactly what looks pretty or whatever. But I do think that you make a solid point that if you guys decide what you want to do first, then we will do whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because we don't care too much past that point. As long as we have one night or day that like is games and chilling at the house and drinking.
Yeah.
And I have one day where we kind of do something separate. Like, I don't think we really care what those things are very much. Ivan does not want to go hiking.
Okay.
He's like, it is my day to sit down. Let me sit down.
Yeah, totally. So. Yeah. And like, I'm happy to split it all up as far as like food and drinks and stuff. Like, it's really fun when you have a majority of, or like, a lot of people rather, and then you can kind of like split up who does what, dinner or lunch or breakfast or whatever. Like if you've got a good group of people that are willing to contribute, which it sounds like we do, then like I think it'll be super easy and fun, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, especially since we're opening it up to people who are not in the bridal party.
Right.
I think that
however, kind of, I guess, too, that would definitely be a question if like in Vegas, if we would stay at a hotel or an Airbnb situation like outside of Vegas a little bit, or like what the dealio for that would be. But again, that is totally, you know, once we figure out where we want to go, we can start to plan the actual nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah, we got not a hotel, we got an Airbnb It didn't end up great, but we got an Airbnb.
Oh, yeah,
we
you told me that story, I think.
Yeah, like 10 minutes off the strip. So they exist.
Yeah.
Like where you can still have time on the strip and stuff. But
hotels are pretty inexpensive, I feel, there because they want you to spend your money on the casino. So, I mean, we could always look into even like, I don't know, we could do like a hangover moment. You know what I mean? Like
yes.
a penthouse suite situation and see how much of that is to split for everybody. I don't know. You know,
well, that's what's funny because we were like, yeah, maybe we could do Vegas for the weekend because Ryan said, hey, I'll just take you up to Vegas two nights before the wedding. And I was like, fuck no. Like,
that
Ivan
might
was
be.
Like, that's going to be a hangover thing. And then Maddie's not going to be able to find me. And then you're going to get in trouble. And so.
Yeah, that would be a little bit dangerous.
Yeah, no.
Just because who knows what's going to happen. And also, even if you made it back in one piece and you were totally fine and all things went well, like, you would probably still be, like, so tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you want to be alert and ready and, you know, all that kind of stuff for your wedding, so.
Yes, exactly.
Well, good. Yeah. Did he? Well, and he figured out what he wanted to wear for the wedding as well?
I think so. Girl. I'm going to have to send you all the swatches I have.
Oh, fun. Okay.
I ordered more because I went on some websites that sell bridesmaid dresses, and they were a lot of their dresses are under $100 and look really nice. And I was like, oh, I'll just get swatches from these places because if I like one, I'll just send the swatch and the address or the name of the website. And then people can choose whatever style as long as they get that color.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten dusty blue from three different websites and they're all different blues.
Oh,
so like
no.
It would have to probably be from the same website.
Yeah.
Which is fine because a lot of them have a lot of different style choices.
And I think that would make it so much easier. I don't think that it would be a bad thing to have like a plan in motion so that like people can see the link, click on the link, decide, and go from there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That way you're not having to like field a bunch of questions of like, is this color okay? Is that color okay? And then it comes in and it's not. And yeah, it's just
creates it looks
a
different
lot of
than,
extra
yeah.
mess.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
I'll have to send you pictures because we found one that was like a bluish gray.
Okay.
And when I pulled it out, he was like, that would be a really cool suit color.
Ooh.
So.
Okay.
I will. I'll send you pictures. I would hold them up to you right now, but obviously the lighting will not
show everything.
What I would like it to. Yeah.
Well, that's cool that you found that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been doing some stuff.
Yeah.
Been trying to stay on top of it. That's the next step is I need to pick the swatch.
Yeah.
Because if people need to save money for it, like that's what I don't want though, is I don't want people to feel like they're, you know, spending their paycheck getting a bridesmaid dress. But, you know, if they want to like.
Well, I really hope that the people's paychecks aren't just $100 or less than
$100.
That's fair. So,
yeah.
And they know that this wedding is happening. You've already asked them to be a part of it. So, or wait, have you?
Oh, I have two people who are surprises. They don't know.
Oh, okay, great. Well, but regardless, it's still enough time. Like, the wedding's until next year. Like,
well,
it's
and they know when the date is.
Right.
I've already told those people what day, just in case.
Okay. So maybe
and I had to tell David with you because we had to see his little reaction.
So fun. Yeah. I know I want to ask you who all is solidified, but I wonder if that's something that we shouldn't say names on the pod. I mean, I don't know if they listen.
I don't know, because one of them, I don't think, watches Parks and Rec.
Mm.
So I don't know if she would listen to this. She loves The Office. I think she would like Parks and Rec, but I don't know.
I do too. Well, it's okay. You can tell me off air. It's not a big deal.
Okay. I mean, or you can cut it out.
That's true. But either also, way. Like, it's nice to have that. This has nothing to do with, like, putting it on air or off air. I was just saying, like, it's nice that you have those solidified now because I think that that's, like, that was kind of probably not a stressor, but just a decision making process that is probably nice to have done.
Yeah, and I think I was really stressed and I took, you know, I kind of, because you and I were talking about how like I needed to make a decision based on like how I was feeling and not like wanting to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah, like who you felt obligated to.
Yeah, and I was looking through pictures of me and everybody I'd chosen. So I was like going through like my memories and looking at how long I've known certain people, right? So one of my brides, actually there's three people who don't know they're going to be bridesmaids.
Yay, that's so cute.
One of my bridesmaids I've known since birth.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really cool to be like, I've known you for 27 years.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and then David is 21 years this December.
Oh, wow.
We've been friends.
That's crazy.
So, Yeah. And so like, it was really cool to look back. And then that kind of helped me because then I noticed I don't have any pictures with this person.
Mm.
Or like right now, where are we in the status of our friendship?
Mm-hmm.
Or there was another person I was like, I don't know. And I saw pictures of us together and I was like, okay, like it feels right now.
Mm, you know? Interesting.
So
yeah, I definitely feel like there's helpful. Any qualms, if there's any like, oh, I'm not really sure, like then that maybe is your sign, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to have like a picture solidified, that's true. That's a good point and a good way to kind of like narrow it down.
Yeah. I literally, I was like, Ivan, look how many pictures I have with Holly.
Aww, so cute.
Yeah. So, I mean, that helped a lot. So it was good stuff. So,
oh, good. That's a really good tip, I feel, for people that are trying to decide.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of good questions. Like you asked me a lot of good questions when we were together in Phoenix. And
mm-hmm.
Ivan asked me a very particular question. Like if this person lived here,
mm-hmm.
would you be spending every week with them? Mm-hmm. And it was like, yeah.
Yeah.
So it makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, just like you, if you lived here, we would be hanging out every week. It wouldn't be like.
Yeah.
Voice memos, you know?
Right. Yeah. So. Okay, but, cool. Well, I'm glad you got that solidified.
Me too.
Yay.
I have like one more thing I think on my brain because I want to hear all about you too. But
no, look, about your festival and stuff. It's flowing.
Yes.
Say it.
But I have this thing because you've been there every step of the way with career stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So you and I had a conversation when you were here for dress shopping
mm-hmm.
about how I feel like cognitively I'm decreasing.
Yeah.
And my mom's worried because when I didn't have an alarm set, I slept so much when she was here.
Yeah.
Like it's ridiculous. And I was taking naps in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, you haven't taken a nap since you were probably 10 months old.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening?
Yeah.
So, you know, and I really love my job. I love what I get to do. I love my kids, but I see it taking a toll on my well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just been, you know, kind of thinking about that, just keeping it on the back burner. I'm not really taking any steps to do anything about it,
mm-hmm.
but I was just like, you know, just thinking about it in the back of my head. And I was getting in the car this morning to go to work and someone called me from Basis.
Which one's Basis?
That's the school I worked at.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. And they said, hey, I'm not working on a campus anymore. I'm going to be running the online school.
Okay.
So it's not a physical school. It's for any kids that want to stay online.
And it's through the same school that you worked at, or is it a new company? Okay, got it.
Same school.
Okay.
And she said you'd have 18 live hours of teaching a week, and the rest of the time would be grading, putting in grades, lesson planning, whatever, posting, whatever. It would be a little tiny bit more than I make right now.
Okay. That's promising.
And you can work from anywhere in the country.
That's a big draw. Mm-hmm. That is a dream.
I know.
But like, and what would you be teaching? The same thing that you already taught, like music?
Mm-hmm. But K through six. So it'd be a little bit of, I would teach a little bit of older kids as well.
Okay.
Because I did K through four before.
Okay.
I was also teaching 23 live hours.
Okay.
At this other
only be 18
when I was right, and
it would only be online, so you wouldn't have to be in the classroom.
Nope, would not have to go into a physical campus. I could go visit my mom, mm-hmm. and like chill with my mom and teach from there.
Do you think a lot of people will stay virtual, like even after the pandemic is kind of like, you know, not the, I mean, who's to say when it will be, but I hope that it eventually will be forever. But you know,
right? But it sounds like. Because there are other online schools, like online high schools and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that existed before.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
The pandemic, yeah. And so I'm wondering if I mean, it sounds like a full-fledged program that they're hiring teachers specifically for this and stuff.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I told Ivan about it and we're thinking about it. I'm thinking about it, about how it makes me feel. Because you remember that I like... wasn't feeling super fulfilled doing the teaching stuff. But now I feel like even though I'm fulfilled by the work I do, I'm losing parts of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm becoming desensitized to some things that I'm like, ooh, I should not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if if somebody walks up to me and they're like, this kid has been sexually abused by their parents, I'm like, okay. Whereas 8 months ago, I would have been like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But you know? I do feel like there's a certain need for the desensitivity so that you can treat it fair. With, like, you know, a not bias. And I don't think it's so desensitized that you don't care. It's more so right. You're in problem solving mode.
That's true.
You know,
that's a good point.
But yeah. Could you, I mean, the other option or not option, but another like addition thing could be if you have more time to yourself and more brain capacity for yourself, you could also always like volunteer or take up another like weekend moment or like, you know, 5 hour moment, like, you know, do stuff on the side to fulfill that extra part of you that still wants to be like in the social worky kind of area of it. So that's another option too, if you think about it. And I'm sure there's options within the school itself to do that too. But if it's also like, do you get more time off, do you know?
And you get the same time off all schools do. Fall break, spring break, all those Mondays off.
That sounds magical.
Yeah. Those and sound the summer, magical. I was telling Ivan, I was like, can you imagine me not having to work for June and July of next year to finish up the planning for the wedding?
Yeah, that's like, a big draw damn. Too.
Well, and the beauty of when I was teaching, I worked during the summer. I worked at the restaurant or I taught violin lessons or I taught swim lessons. So I was making more than my yearly salary because I was doing work during that time. So I don't know what to do right now. She told me to take time and ponder. And that's the other thing is this person that would be basically my boss. I love her. I loved working with her. Mm-hmm. She's so great. She uses so many Harry Potter and like references and everything. And it makes me so happy.
Yeah.
She's really great. And I was like, that's something definitely in the pro column is like getting to work with her again. So
yeah,
it's, yeah, just something I want to take time with, but I had to share with you because I'm like, she'll not necessarily know what decision I need to make, but will like help me think through it in a way, you know?
Yeah. What did they give you a time to like give them an answer by at all or?
Not by, but she said she'd call and check in with me on Monday and see how I was feeling about it.
Yeah. When would you start? Do you know?
I don't. I think she said, you know, like, we'll just talk about it when we talk about it. And she told me, you know, if you feel like you need to stay with your job for a little bit and slowly transfer over or, you know, even just work part time at your current job and do, because here I am doing what I do, but I could do it, but I'd be tired, is I could teach the 18 live hours and do part time at the job I have now. You know, like it's only 10 hours with clients I would spend and that I can fit in 2 days, you know,
and that, but would that include paperwork and all the things you have to do for the 10 hours?
No, I would still be working 20 hours.
Yeah. So that would be 40 hours plus 10 hours plus like additional teacher hours that are inevitably going to happen. So that seems cute to think of that idea, but I don't know how realistic it is.
I know.
Just being the third party.
Yeah.
And also seeing how much that job takes out of you. So if you already have something mentally occupying your time, it just might not be something that would be viable for your brain.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Yeah. But I mean, I guess the other option or the other thought would be, you know, do you think that in this current job, if you were to go down in clients or like down in time where you're still getting full time and all your same salary and stuff, but like a little bit less of a caseload, do you think that it would be easier or do you think you'd feel less tired or like more capable or, you know, that kind of thing?
I don't know. That's tough. Yeah. And I don't know why I've felt drawn to this work because I'm an introvert and talking to people, first of all, stresses me out and also like zaps so much energy out of me.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if it's necessarily, if it was like billable hours could be lower. Like I have to reach half of my hours have to be billable with clients. I mean, if it was lower and it was like you can spend 10 to 15 with clients, I think I would be way less stressed.
Yeah, because I remember you saying your boss was asking you at some point if you needed to like take down the amount of clients that you had.
And, mm-hmm. and then oh, I told her I can't take more. I was like, I'm done. Right. Like, don't give me more.
Right, right. Yeah, and that was what you said. You were like, I'm fine with the ones I have now, but just don't give me more. But like, I think the way that I heard it was like she was asking if you needed to take off people off of your list. Mm. You know what I mean? And like that was an option for you. So that's why I was just like curious if that would be helpful, you know? Because it sounds like you want to do this job more than the teaching job, but it just takes so much energy. And so I'm just wondering if there's like a happy medium where you can still do this job, but it's just not to the extent where you are, you know, physically and mentally, you know, drained.
Yeah. Well, and I told Ivan, I said, if I would keep this job and not even think about the teaching job if I could just be doing paperwork all day.
Mm.
Because I feel like I'm good at paperwork. I feel like I'm efficient with it. If I could just do paperwork, I think I would be so much happier.
Yeah. Like saying that she hates paperwork. She never does it in bed on Saturday night listening to Spice Girls CDs.
Yes. So accurate. Yeah. That is me. I love it. I enjoy it. I can put something on TV and be doing something.
I know.
In the
do they need like an administrator or something where you could do that instead?
Yeah, I might ask. Well, another thing is Ivan and I were looking on ZipRecruiter the other night too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sales rep job, which I would hate. I would absolutely hate it. I read it. But the salary is $153,000 a year. Tell me right now, Holly, why someone who sells insurance on their on people's mortgages should make more than someone who is helping in behavioral health.
I know. That's so fucked.
It makes me so sad.
Because mortgages are so expensive and they probably get some sort of like commission on it. It's so
they
stupid.
Do $700 per one sold.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Yeah, it sounds like the teaching thing would be really cool, though, and really a wonderful step back for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, I'm not pregnant, and we don't plan to have a kid right off the bat, but, like, we were talking about that, too. Like, I could work that job and stay home and have a kid.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't be worried about, like, because childcare, like, I've had friends straight up quit their full-time, good-paying jobs to stay home with their kids because childcare cost more.
I know.
Which is insane.
It is insane. Yeah, I mean, that's something to think about for sure. I mean, you could always do the gym thing of writing out a pros and cons list or at least like what you're, you know. But at the end of the day, it probably just comes down to like what you feel like, you know, would work best for you and, you know, your life and what you hope to achieve and accomplish. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So. And it does sound like for the summertime, if you had off, you could definitely pick up those extra things at, you know, companies or jobs that might be looking for summer school people or whatever for like, or companies or I don't know, something, maybe even colleges or something that like need help with some sort of like autism research or, you know, people that just have their time to go to therapists over the summer when they're not in school, like that kind of thing. Like the options are kind of limitless when you don't when you have time, you know, to like spare.
Yeah.
But that's really cool. I'm glad they called you. That's really nice that like she had you in mind.
I know. I told her I really appreciated it and that I would take the time to think about it. And I have a call set up with my mom after this so I can ask her what she thinks. And
Yeah.
So she thinks I would be a really good executive assistant. And then I would make good enough money that I could, and I wouldn't be as stressed out.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Executive assistanting is hard as well, just with like schedules.
Yeah.
Because you kind of aren't really off. I mean, unless like you have a really great boss, I guess, or a great company. But yeah, you would be really good at it. So, I mean.
And I wouldn't have kids yelling at me and telling me I'm a bitch. So that would be nice.
Yes, that is kind of a great goal to have. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people who transition into jobs that aren't necessarily their like most favorite end goal thing, but like it's like their first job was with kids, so like working with adults is, you know, much more helpful, like mentally. So yeah, there's a lot to think about in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, that's what's been going on with me.
Well, that's cool. I know. It sounds like there's lots of stuff going on. Well, hopefully by Monday you have like kind of a, maybe a better idea of like maybe any questions that you might have for this gal for the school job or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But yay. That's kind of exciting to know that there's an option, you know, which we always knew, but this is nice for you to have like tangible proof.
Right. Well, and I always look at it like a little bit differently, more like a sign if it finds me. Like the CFSS job, I didn't look up. I didn't look for it.
Right.
Like someone came up and said, you should do this job.
Yeah.
And so I always kind of take that as some sort of sign. And, you know, not to say that I'm going to take this, but like, you know, I'm taking it more seriously than if I had seen it posted online.
Yeah. Well, maybe it would be something too, like to keep looking at ZipRecruiter and Indeed.com then, if all the jobs that you've had so far or like, you know, for the past couple of times have been something that presented itself to you, maybe you could go out in search of what you want to do this time, like more so.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And that way you feel like you have a little bit more autonomy over, you know, your mental health and your career. So
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, but good stuff. How was your trip to Virginia?
It was great. It was nice. It was so short. It's been such a whirlwind the last couple weeks. So so many things have happened. So on Wednesday night, I think it was Wednesday of last night, or of last week rather, I went to Knoxville because I shot a commercial there, which was super exciting. So fun.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. So amazing. It was super cool. I had a great time. It was like one of those auditions too where it was just off of pictures, and then I got a call back from the pictures that they requested. And oh my gosh, Zoom callbacks again are so weird. You know, but again, I just had fun and I just improvised and did some shit. And it was so funny because it's for a wine company. And so they said to have a bottle of wine and a glass as like a prop for your callback. And so I was like, okay, that's fine. One of the things that you were supposed to do was like toast to everybody and then, you know, have a little moment with your wine. And the callback was at 8 a.m. or like 8:10 a.m. or whatever the hell. And I was like, okay, a smarter person would have like had cranberry juice or some shit, but I was just like, here's my wine. And I wasn't going to drink it. I wasn't going to. And then I paused for like a brief moment after I made that toast thing that they said to do, and I was like waiting for them to say cut or like, okay, that's great, thank you, but they didn't say anything. So I just drank the wine and I was like, whatever, happy Wednesday, it's 8 a.m. Yeah. And I guess that worked because I booked it and that was super fun. But yeah, it's like Zoom callbacks. I mean, none of their cameras are on, so I didn't see anyone. Not every
see the reactions.
But some people have their audio on, so I can hear them laugh if they choose to do so, which I did hear some of them do that. But the casting director for this one was really nice too. Like, she texted us and said, like, you know, have the props ready and like we're gonna be late or whatever. And it felt more personal than like in previous times. And I'm just like, okay, I'm in a waiting room now, like by myself. And so that was fun. And then so Wednesday night we shot it. We had the fitting, which was really fun. And then it was so funny because one of the gals that I did the Dolly music video with here was in it as well. And it was this like mansion thing outside of Knoxville. It was a big house. I don't know if I would say mansion, but it was like this big farmhouse and they decorated it for Christmas and Thanksgiving because it was supposed to be like a holiday campaign, which was super cute. And the first like half of the day, only like two of the actors were used. It was like insane because they had to do a bunch of product shots, meaning that like they had to get the bottle of wine with like a Christmas tree in the background and all that stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know why we're here, but at the same time, like, I'll take the overtime. Like, that's fine. So we got our hair and makeup done and like got in our wardrobe and everything and like kind of sat around for a while. And then I was kind of, I did not know. I guess I didn't read my email well enough, but I did not know that we had the hotel. Because so they booked a hotel for us, which was super nice and lovely. Because all of us were coming from either Nashville, Atlanta. I think one guy was from North Carolina. Like, none of us were local to Knoxville. So They got the hotel, and I thought the hotel was for one night, but it was actually for two nights. So I was like, oh, that's perfect. I'll go back. I'll, like, get to work, and I'll just leave for my flight from there to go back to Virginia. But, like, we didn't get out of that first day until maybe, like, 11:30 p.m., and our call time was at 8 a.m.
Oh, my gosh,
so,
girl.
And luckily, I mean, thank God that we didn't have any, like, lines to remember or script or anything. It was really just more of, like, a... I called it like an Olive Garden type commercial where like you see people in the background cheersing and eating and stuff, but there's like a voiceover over it or something. And a lot of these things are going to be like online or in new media kind of thing. So Instagram ads or like, you know how ads play before YouTube. Like, I think it's going to be that kind of thing. But anyway, so we ended up staying Thursday night. I wake up at 6 a.m. both of those days. So one of the days, obviously, so I could drive back to Nashville, go to work real fast, late, albeit, which is fine. And then I left like 20 minutes early so I could go to the airport, catch my flight to Virginia, got there Friday night, performed on Saturday morning. And by like 2 p.m. on Saturday, I was like zapped. I was like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to do this. But I had plans to like see some of my family that was there, and I was like, I'm just gonna push through. And I fell asleep at like 9 p.m. when my family was still there. I was like, oh well,
I feel that.
And they were totally understanding, it's fine. But I felt rusty as hell on stage. It was super fun. I had a great time. I used some tracks for cover songs that I didn't feel like playing. And then I played my guitar for my songs. But it was wild because I was thinking about it and I really haven't played or been on stage since COVID started. Because I haven't really been, and now that being said, I also haven't really pursued that because I've been doing more musical theater acting stuff, but it was nuts. And then like some of my, like more emotional songs, as I was like introducing the song, as you do, I was like getting teary-eyed and emotional, and I was like, what is happening? And I think it's again just because I haven't performed or talked about those songs in so long that I just like all the memories started coming back up. And so I was like, oh my God, this is wild. But it was a good place to get my feet wet because it was in my hometown and everyone just kind of is there to have a good time and there to just like party. And they like, it's so cute. They wrote on the little flyer thing and in the paper and stuff. I was in the paper. It was super cute.
Fancy.
But they wrote under my name, Nashville Recording Artist. And I think they did that the last time I played as well. But it's just so funny because I'm like, yes, technically that is true. I did record. I am an artist and I am in Nashville. However, it's just so funny to like think about how people think that I'm like the Carrie Underwood of my county.
Right.
Because I'm like, yeah, again, it's technically true, but that's not. When you hear Nashville Recording Artist, you're like, oh my God, you're like so fancy. And yeah, it's just like not the case. But I will receive it and I appreciate it. So yeah, and then people that hadn't bought the CD or whatever, like that is the crowd that would buy CDs because they still listen to CDs and not so much Spotify, but which is hard to believe that that's a thing, but it is. And so I am very grateful for their support, and it's never ending. They always are very happy to have me home and perform and everything. So but yeah, so then I came back on Sunday. We head off on Monday, which is when we recorded our podcast. But yeah, it was nuts. It's so this week I'm kind of just like catching up on appointments that I had made before I left, like dentist, and I got Phoebe some blood work done, just like a normal checkup thing, and you know all that stuff. But I am exhausted.
Yeah, understood and understandable.
But,
oh gosh, well, that's so exciting, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're getting back into doing all that performing stuff, because I know how much it, like, fuels your soul, and I'm so happy, because I know COVID sucked for, like, specifically for that kind of work.
Yeah. So I'm excited for theater, like, community theater to be a little bit more safe here. I know that they're starting up and they're doing, some places are doing smaller productions or like all vaccinated productions or things like that, which is really lovely. But I personally haven't felt like comfortable yet enough. I'll audition for shows, but then like, if I'm get a call back, or even before I audition, sometimes I'm like, well, what's their protocol? Like, what are they doing mm-hmm. for rehearsals? Is it a fully vaccinated cast? Like, what's the deal? But I am very excited to get back on stage and do that, because, yeah, it really is important to me. But I am also really grateful, because, like, we've been talking about, I guess we haven't talked about it in a minute, but, like, it really was, like I have been saying, yes, you have to, for acting anyway, you have to be good and you have to be, you know, training and everything. But you mm-hmm. also, for, like, especially if you're auditioning all the time, it's really just a numbers game. You just have to keep doing it. So I'm glad that it finally kind of came to fruition and that something happened, and hopefully things will only keep the momentum from here.
Yeah, definitely. It's like in soccer. They say the more shots, like, just keep taking shots because one of them's bound to go in at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you miss all the shots you don't take.
Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, but yeah, that's what's been going on so far. Yeah.
Do you want to tell me about your date, or do you want to keep that off
yeah.
the record?
No, we can talk about that. No, so date. Okay, so yeah, I've been back on the dating sites, and okay, I don't even know how to like describe it. Basically, I started. Okay, so I downloaded. I'll tell you everything. I downloaded Bumble, Hinge, and Tinder. Tinder, I just randomly did because I wasn't really having much luck with my last relationship was through Hinge, and it was, and like, even, you know, without that relationship, there were other people that I met up with. Like, people seemed to, it seemed to be more of the site that you can actually, like, people are actually committed to meeting up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not just like, hey, let's talk forever and never like actually meet up, which I don't understand that, but whatever.
Yeah.
And, but Hinge and Bumble weren't doing too well for me. So I was like, let me just try Tinder. And I think that the point of it is, as long as you're like honest with the person that you're talking to and yourself about what you want, then the other person, then you just find if the other person feels the same way and you can talk about it that way. So I was having weirdly, meaning that like I was having good conversations and like more talks about like, do you want to meet up actually? Mm-hmm. Like, should we actually talk in person? And one guy, we had like a nice conversation for a very long time, and it was one of those things where like our schedules weren't matching up, and then our schedules did match up. We had this like scheduled time, but it was that thing with my last relationship where I felt like I had to be the one to be like, so are we doing this? Like, mm-hmm. are we actually meeting up? And no, there was like no follow up to the actual day. And I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm yeah. not doing it. And so
it's exhausting.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I can't do that every single time. And truthfully, that is a very, I guess maybe that was a test for him as well. I don't think it was. I think he was just like probably lazy. But for me personally, it's nice for me to see like, okay, are you going to follow up or am I wasting my time? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that these people aren't nice. It's just like that, you know, we have to be respectful of if we're actually going to meet up or not. So I didn't message him on the day of, and he didn't message me. So I was like, and we hadn't talked the day before that either. So I was like, I think that's not happening. So that was one guy. And then the next guy, it was one of those things again where our schedules just were not matching up. And we had had a couple of times to meet up, but then like it didn't happen. And we were like rescheduling. And then I said, like, let me, I can take like a lunch break and I'll meet you for lunch or something during work or mm-hmm. whatever. On a weekday. And I was like, and then the day came and I actually was pretty busy at work, but if I wanted to, I probably could have been like, yeah, I'll just leave, whatever. Even though I'm busy, but in my head I was like, is it worth it for me to go, like, in my mind space, maybe not related to him, but I don't know, maybe it was, whatever, but I don't think it was. It was mostly me where I was just like, is it worth it to take a 2 hour or an hour and a half lunch break, which like is technically not allowed, but I do it anyways, like on, like, especially if I have an audition, but whatever.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there. But is it worth it to me to take a break and then come back and have to catch up on all my shit just because mm-hmm. I'm going on this date? And so I rescheduled it. And then after I rescheduled / canceled, I honestly was just like, look, if there's anything fun that you find maybe more spontaneous than like you want to invite me, let me know. Because I think that might be the best way to work this out instead of like scheduling something. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I think I was just like in a maybe frustrated, but not so much frustrated, just like indifferent mood, yeah. where I was just like, I don't have the energy. And then I got in my mode again where I deleted all of them. I deleted everybody's number. I was like, I can't. I just can't. And then, but I think I have a strategy now. And John and I were kind of talking about it too, because he heard us talking about it on yes. Monday, and he was like, who's him?
Wait, what?
But we were kind of talking about it, and number one, I don't know how else to meet people if it's not through a dating site these days and at my age.
Yeah, it's tough at these times, yeah.
Because a lot of people that I know who are my age who are single after college found people at work get work is one of the bigger ones. And I don't have anyone at work. Also, like, that's kind of awkward to me personally. I don't know. Whatever. So.
Could be.
It
if
could
things
work.
Don't work out and stuff.
It could work. I'm not knocking it. But yeah. Not only is everyone either a woman or like older than 30, the other guys in my office are taken. And so I'm just like, it's fine. And then, so I was thinking about it, and I kind of have a strategy now where I'm just going to not be on it as much, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. So. Because Sean did make a good point where he was like, maybe you should just like not have all of them. You should just have like one, and then give yourself a deadline where you like, you know, if by January or something that I don't have a date, then I can delete them instead of doing like the whole like date for 2 months and or have it for 2 months and then leave it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then get frustrated and delete them all. And that is what I do. Or, you know, I just get annoyed with it more than frustrated, I guess. But so now what I've done is I have added two back, and I used to like treat it like Instagram, right? Or Facebook, where I would just, I don't do it with Facebook anymore, but like I used to treat it like Instagram, where I would just open the app and just kind of scroll and swipe mm-hmm. and scroll and message and all this stuff just whenever I was bored. And mm-hmm. now I'm like, if I'm going to open this app, I want it to be intentional. And yeah, nice. I want to go in there and like get out. You know yeah. what I mean? Not just like do this wishy-washy like, oh, here I go. I'm just on it all the time. Because it's like that doesn't work for, I think, my frustrations is mm-hmm. really what it is. And so I'm not necessarily giving myself a deadline, but I am limiting my time on them, and I think that that is a good way to kind of like limit my annoyance with it.
Right.
But yeah, and like I have come to the conclusion that I definitely like I want to meet someone. I think a lot of mm-hmm. people who know me are like, maybe you just don't need that right now, or maybe you don't want that right now, or maybe it'll just come mm-hmm. when it comes and all that bullshit. And I'm like, while there is some truth to that, no, for the most part, it's just like I don't know how to meet them. Mm-hmm. I don't yeah. know where to go, because this is my only option as of right now and as of this day and age. And like mm-hmm. You know, and I was thinking about all the other places that you might go, like the gym, a bar, whatever. The gym, I don't talk to people when I'm at the gym, number one.
Me either.
Okay, I'm there in the zone, I'm focused, unless maybe it's a class. And even my boxing classes, when I used to go, I was like, I don't need to talk to you. I would like maybe say bye to the people as like the trainers as I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, and then I know that there are like meetups. Have you heard of meetups.com?
Yeah, I used that when I first moved here.
Okay. Yeah, it's a great thing. So like I could do that. But like I guess the tricky part about that is you have to think about your intention. Like if you're going to do a meetup, is it like so that you can become friends and eventually maybe meet some single people? Or are you going to do the meetup so you can like scope out who the single people are in that meetup? Do you know what I mean?
Mm, yeah.
And I just felt like that isn't really, the latter is not my goal. Like I don't want to go to a meetup just so that I can see some single people, you know?
Right.
And then bars, yeah. I'm going with my friends, you know? I'm not like going to scope out the dudes. And I've never been that person where I'm at the bar and some dude comes up and hits on me, or I wink at a guy from across the room and I go up to them and talk to them. Like that's just not my story. I'm not mm-hmm. knocking it. I would definitely be open to that story, but that's not like my past or what I foresee as happening in my future. So yeah. I think the best option right now is to just control the dating sites to what I can handle, and so that I'm not annoyed or frustrated, and be really honest with who I want, and maybe not so much lower my standards, but understand that The profile is not everything. The profile is a window right. into who they are. It is not everything. So if their pictures are shitty, like all of them are shitty, then yeah, sure, swipe left. Because if you don't have the like time to make sure that your profile is good for the person that is looking at you, then okay. Then maybe we don't, or like if you literally didn't write anything in your bio or your profile, then what else can't you be bothered with? Do you know what I mean? Like you're not really looking for something. But like if I see that this fella has maybe tried, but yet he might not be my type or something, but I still see something that I enjoy in his profile that I know we could bond over, then maybe give that a chance, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't write anything off.
Right. So, so yeah, that's kind of like how I've been treating it now. So the date that I was allegedly supposed to have did not happen that you were originally asking about when this conversation first started. And I don't think that it will. Again, we still follow, like for most of these people, I still follow them on Instagram and everything, but I'm just like, that's cute. and that's nice. And I'm nothing against you. But I just, you know, I don't want to lead anyone on or, you know, lead myself on or whatever. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm just kind of being a little bit more chill about it. Also, oh my God. So I also have OkCupid right now. And, I was, so with all the other ones, I straight up just deleted them. I erased everything. But with OkCupid from a long time ago, I like had, I think I had it when I first moved here. And so I just paused it, I think. I don't think that I erased everything so I could see what I had written previously. Oh, my God. I was... I don't know how to describe it. I was so serious. Like, everything in my, like, questions that I answered was, like, I am so, like, straight edge answering all of these things, like, no, I mean, there was some fun, but like none of the humor that you would really get from me if you were to meet me, I feel. Like one of the questions was like, what would your ideal date be or who would your ideal person be or something like that? And I was at that time, I still am, but at that time I was very adamant about telling people, I want someone to support me as much as I support them. That was like a thing that I said across the board. Like, because I have this fear that like people or boys would get mad at me if I wanted to go do my career. So I always made it very clear, like, I will support you so much if you support me in my endeavors, you know? And I don't know why I felt like I needed to make that so clear. I don't know what that was about. But so I said that, and then I said like chivalrous. And I was like, who the hell is this? Like past version of me that used the word chivalrous on a dating site. Yeah. Is that even realistic right now? So I was like erasing all these things, and there was something else too that I read, and I was just like, what? Oh, there was one that was like, what's your relationship with your mom like or something like that? And I was like, oh my gosh, it's the best. We're best friends. And if you don't get along with her, then you're probably out. But like, I'm sure you would. But like, I felt like that was kind of rude. Like, off the bat, like, if you don't get along with my mom, fuck you. Basically. And I know that's not what I meant, but like, kind of from someone who would have seen that profile from the first like look, who doesn't know you or my relationship with my mom, like that might be really put off it or standoffish. So I just have been changing everything now, and I will tell you, if anyone's listening, I don't think they are, but if anyone's listening who is single that wants to get at this, no, but in all honesty, like something I've narrowed it down to, that number one, you can, and these sound superficial, but I swear if the personality is there and you can kind of get along with these things, like I just think it'll work. Number one, apart from having a job and a car and an apartment, blah, blah, blah. But if you can dance like a fool at weddings with me, I swear that narrows down so much. I know that sounds so ridiculous, and that's going to be like in my next stand-up special if I ever do one. But if you can dance like a crazy person, drunk or not drunk, but like you shouldn't need to get drunk to do this, to be on the floor with me, then I think like that is golden. I think that that is something that is really important, and it shows who you are. It shows who we will be together if we can dance together. And then also, secondly, you definitely have to, like, not be deathly allergic to cats, because that's just not going to work. Yeah. Can't come over and play.
Yeah.
So you, again, I know those sound superficial, but I think that apart from, you know, all of the actual realistic things, the dancing at weddings, I really think it narrows down a lot of people.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, so that's been the realm of dating for me right now. I'll keep you posted with how it goes. But I have been talking to a few fellas, so we'll see. I don't know. But I'm just, again, I'm just going to give it some, like, kind of just some a little bit of time each night or whenever I feel like it and not be so obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Or not obsessed, just, like, mindless about it, if that makes
right,
sense.
Right, right. Yeah, I get what you're saying, definitely. So. Well, keep me updated.
Yeah. I will. I'll keep you posted. Thank you for listening.
Yes. Thank you for listening to me.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's kind of all that's going on. Is there anything else that, like, you feel that you have to say?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's all that I've been feeling or thinking or having on, like, my plate right now. So, yeah.
That works.
We're getting ready for Halloween and Thanksgiving, and I can't believe it's October. It's crazy.
I know. It's going to be a good time. I'm ready for the holidays.
Me too. Do you have any days off?
Well, if I put the time in to take them off, then yes.
Yeah. But you're saving your PTO for the rollover for next year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was telling Ivan, though, if I quit this job, though, I better use the 3 weeks I haven't used, like, right now.
I know. Seriously. You could use them all for Christmas, though, so that's good.
That's true.
Or not all, but, like, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay. Yeah.
So true.
Awesome. Well, if anyone else has any therapy moments, which we haven't said in a long time, that you want to talk about, please let us know. Otherwise, I don't know what the next episode will be. So just keep it on keeping on. And we still love the reviews, so keep doing that, too.
Yes. Send us voice memos of therapy moments if you want to.
Yeah, I love a good voice memo. And then preface it with, or tell me after if it's okay if we post it or not. You know what I mean? Or if I, like, compel the podcast.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Okay.
Awesome. Well.
We'll talk to you soon.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
There's a park and some pals, and there's also therapy, too.